Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day and welcome. Glad to have you. The Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. So happy to have you along for the ride today. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And thanks to them for being a part of it and for the Fisher House motorcycle ride, which is good stuff too. Davante Adams spoke yesterday to the media. And kind of listening to what he had to say. I mean, it started out with everything going on in our world today. I mean, a lot of players, you always ask them first and foremost, hey, did you ever consider possibly opting out of the season?
I definitely weighed all the options and looked in everything, all the protocols and everything. And, obviously here I am today, and I have no plans of opting out at this point. And I'm here to, I love the game. I love my teammates, and I've put a lot into this. So, I kind of think about my legacy and everything when it's all said and done. This is a tricky time in the world, but at the same time, I mean, it's something that I truly believe that we cannot necessarily run from. So with everything, with all the options weighed and, with everything taken into account, obviously I'm here and I decided to play. But, it's a lot different walking into the building. Obviously, it's a lot much more safety protocols and different things that we necessarily didn't have to go through before, but it's a lot of necessary things that give people like me, like you said, I'm a new dad. So being, having a lot more stations where there's, things set up to, sanitize and things like that. People are obviously sanitizing within the weight room and different things that we didn't have in place before. I don't have a problem with anything. It's going to definitely take some getting used to, but definitely don't have a problem with the way anything is set up right now because, it's everything's put in place to make sure that guys like me and guys like, whoever, even if you're not a parent, just to, kind of give you a little peace of mind and, at least know that the club, if not the NFL, is doing everything that they can to make sure that you stay safe and, keep the other people around you safe.
So Davante Adams was asked as a guy that's now a veteran and kind of a team leader, and he really is. I mean, considering one of the best players the Packers have, so as a team leader, to prepare for and be COVID safe in camp, what is he doing and what is he recommending to some of his guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily going to be pretty easy for me because, like I said, I kind of set the tone this whole offseason. I was in California with many distractions. Obviously, a lot of things were closed down, so that helped with a bunch of stuff and staying in the house. But I'm a homebody, so at the end of the day, it means a lot more to me to keep my family, my coaches, my teammates, and everybody else in this organization safe. Going out, I could obviously go hang out at all the Green Bay clubs, but I decided that I'm just not going to do that this year. I'm just going to stay at home and do what's smartest for the team, man. And hopefully everybody else has that same mindset.
So Davante Adams was then asked as far as not getting named to the NFL top 100. Now, this was going back to what our question was coming in today. was what motivates him. So he took to Twitter at the time, but says, look, when it comes to being nominated in the top 100, this is what motivates him.
Nah, man. If anything, when I get on Twitter, I don't, you know, as it pertains to lists and things like that, when I weigh in on things like that, I don't even let that stuff motivate me. Honestly, it's not even, I'm self-driven. I know what I'm about. I think everybody truly knows what I'm about. You know, my competition, my teammates and other coaches and, you know, things like that. They definitely know what I'm about. So at the end of the day, it's just more so just to give the fans and the people something to see and interact and have a little fun with it. Because at the end of the day, none of that stuff matters. It doesn't go into how much you get paid. Doesn't go into, you know, how your next season is going to look, any of that. So it's more so to just have a little bit of fun with it. Obviously, I mentioned that I don't believe that the players had anything to do with the list this year. And I still kind of believe that just because based on my body of work and, you know, the respect that I know that I have from the players across the league, there's even been a bunch of people that reached out to me and said that they didn't even vote. So they don't even know what algorithm is being used to even, you know, come up with that thing. So, you know, I don't let that stuff bother me. I don't really care. At the end of the day, it is what it is. And, you know, I'm more so watching it to, you know, cheer on the other guys like George Kittle, who, you know, breaks the record for the tight end. He's the highest ever on the tight ends list. So, and, you know, see my teammates, Aaron Jones getting his number 33, you know, that's a lot of respect for him and a lot of work that he put in. And, you know, it's just a fun thing to watch at the end of the day. But as it pertains to me being 57, clearly don't agree with that. I think I put in a lot of work to, I think a lot of people agree that, obviously there's going to be people who don't, but there's a lot of people that agree that there's not 56 people better than me in the league. But, you know, that's just going to continue to be shown through my work and, you know, this upcoming season.
We'll wait and see. Hopefully he shines brightly and obviously one uses that as a motivational chip to get better and does get better and gets the recognition he deserves going into next season. Now, five of the Packers wide receivers entering this year, second or third year in the Packers system. So he talks about at what point it began to really click for him in year two and year three.
I would say I don't know which elements in my game in particular, but I know that the camaraderie between myself and Aaron Rodgers, you know, that's when I started to really start to feel a true connection between us, because obviously it's not something that's just built overnight. So longer you go, then the more reps you get and the more comfortable you get within the system or within yourself. And you know, you start to establish what type of player you are. A lot of different things that changed for me over the first couple years going into my third year. You know, my body was starting to change, and I figured that wasn't just about bulking up. There's a million things that you can change and start to evolve as a player. So I think a lot of the guys that we have now are starting to come into that. We all started from square one together with this offense. So I think that you know, they're starting to get a little bit more comfortable as they get used to being in the NFL. That takes a little bit of a second to adapt from the college, because it's obviously the game is different. And then, you know, it goes from being just a thing that you're doing. School is really what you're doing. And then football is a second, you know, they kind of are half and half. But then once you get in this position, it's now this is your job. So once people start getting used to that, I think that that's when they start to lock in a little bit more and hone in on the details. And, you know, being in Green Bay is one of the most attention to detail, what it's like dealing with Aaron Rodgers, the attention to detail is at an all-time high. So you're starting to see that that awareness start to raise. And, you know, I think we're going to be in a really good spot going into this year.
So when it comes to the other wide receivers and somebody that's alongside him, I mean, who's that number two? Who's going to be the guy that's going to step up or stand out? And obviously Funchess is opting out. So which wide receiver is he really got an eye on to say, okay, this is going to be my counterpart?
Boy, at this point, I mean, we've been in the building for like 2 days, so right. It's tough to make a true assessment on that. But obviously there's guys that, you know, Alan Lazard is one of the guys that he's shown really talented player on the field, and he's coming into his own confidence-wise. And I think once you start to have that true confidence, and it's not just something that you're saying, you know, if somebody asks you, you know, who's the best receiver in the league, and then you just say it's yourself. I mean, that's what you're supposed to say, because that's the right thing to say receiver mentality wise. But once you start to truly believe that, you know, you're a really, really good player, and And you know your role on the team and all of that. I think that's when you start to have Allen Lazard, and really excited to see his, I don't know if you call it year two or whatever, this next year jump for him, because, you know, he's a lot more confident. You know, the coaches have obviously shared with the media, with the rest of the team, you know, how they feel about him. So I'm really excited to see that. You know, I'm excited to see Jake Kumerow and how he goes into this next year. Equanimeous, obviously, he was hurt last year, so seeing how he bounces back from that, that's going to be big. You know, it sounds like I'm listening to everybody in the room, but it's a much different room than previous years where I could just, you know, I don't have to talk about Randall Cobb or talk about Jordy Nelson. You know, it's a lot of young guys in that room now. And, you know, I'm also really excited to see how Marquez, you know, bounces back from you know, how he did last year. Obviously, he did a lot of great things, but, you know, there's a lot that he wishes that he could have back, and he's definitely taking the right steps now. So, you know, as we get closer to being on the field, you know, all those guys are doing all the right things right now.
Do you think Allen Lazard is the number two? Devonta Adams gives him a lot of props. He said he did go and mention everybody in the room, but the guy that he feels is ready to take that leap is going to be Allen Lazard. Does Allen Lazard make you raise an eyebrow and say, okay, look, I think this is going to be the guy? We'll get into that discussion when we come back. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over there at the Biofuels Association. As you cruise around out there, the corn is as high as an elephant's eye, as they say. And a lot of it, well, you don't know what it's grown for. Is it sweet corn for you and I? Is it feed corn for the cattle? Or is it ethanol, meaning corn grown for fuels, for motor fuels? And all the myths and everything are out there, and all you got to do is go to abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org, and dispel all the myths, get all the facts, and that's all they're asking for during this entire campaign, is just get the facts. But if you've got a car that's newer than 18 years of age, then chances are you can probably run unleaded 88 through there, or E85 if it's got the green flex fuel badging on the back or on the gas cap, and you can do that as well. Both of those really do help the economy and help those locally, the farmers, the truck drivers, the refinery workers, the dispensary workers. It has a trickle-down effect. And right now, we're all trying to do our part and buy local and support local. And, man, don't forget about the farmers. They are struggling big time right now. And if you can help them in some small way, this might be a way to do it. Go to abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. And when you're out there cruising around, remember, if you go to fill up, see if they have unleaded 88 or E85, if you can use either, and go ahead and do your part. Devonta Adams thinks that Allen Lazard is the number two man when it comes to Aaron Rodgers' weaponry. Are you comfortable with that, or do you think the Packers are lacking? Stay tuned. We're going to talk about that more coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I see your dirty face, hide behind your collar. What is done in vain? Truth is hard to swallow, so you pray to God to justify the way you live a lie, live a lie, live a lie. And you take your
welcome back. Glad to have you on board. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us. Always, always appreciate it. This portion of the program being brought to you by friends at Van Horn Automotive. Van Horn. Right now, they are offering to buy your vehicle. That's right, giving you top dollar, too. Kelley Blue Book fair trade-in value. So if you're looking, well, you don't even have to trade it in. They'll just give you the cash. If you're just looking to sell right now, get some extra cash, you can do that as well. But take it out to any one of their dealerships and get the best offer you possibly can. Or go to VanHornAuto.com and click on Sell My Vehicle. That way you don't have to worry about people coming to your house or putting it on Marketplace or worrying about all the paperwork. They can take care of all of that for you. And you can walk away with the cash for your vehicle. Otherwise, if you do want to trade in or buy new or buy used or finance or find a car, you can do it all online. Just simply go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. And they've been doing a lot of different things out there during this, you know, COVID pandemic to be able to help people out. And one of the things that they've been doing is also financing service. That's almost unheard of, by the way. But they'll go up to 1 year, 12 months, 0%. and they'll do it up to $2,000. So go ahead and get that repair taken care of that you've been putting off for a while now. Don't drive around dangerously. Get it taken care of. Go to VanHornAuto.com. VanHornAuto.com. The application is quick and easy right then, right there. That is VanHornAuto.com. You heard Devontae Adams in the last segment basically say, look, Alan Lazard right now, I mean, he gave him a lot of high praise, kind of looks at him as the number two. So do you feel that Alan Lazard being the number two, are you comfortable with that with this Packers team? Do you feel that there's enough weaponry? I think the majority, at least going into the draft, correct me if I'm wrong, felt that this team needed another wide receiver. Now they're relying on Equanimeous St. Brown and Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Jay Kumerow and obviously Alan Lazard. And Devontae Adams said Lazard is really the number two right now. But and Matt LaFleur feels the same way, by the way. But are you comfortable with Alan Lazard being the number two? Are you comfortable where this team sits offensive weaponry right now getting ready for this 2020 season? 855-830-8648. A lot of terms, are you comfortable today? Or are you getting uncomfortable when we talk about the Brewers and the Bucks and such? But with the offense, is put it this way. If you had a concern maybe regarding the Packers offensively, what's the biggest concern? Is it the wide receiver position? Is it moving the football with just a run game? Is it the tackle position like we alluded to in the last couple of days as far as the depth goes? Or is it something else? Or is it the competition between Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love if you want to consider it even a competition? As some of you have mentioned. But do you think this Packers team did itself no favors by not grabbing themselves another wide receiver? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Chime in. Go ahead and give us a shout. This one's from Samuel, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox, they don't have a true number two. What they've got is a guy who would you consider second, but not a true number two to Devontae Adams. I think Devontae Adams would make a great number two to one of the elite wide receivers in the league. That's the way this offense would work. You know what? I would say Devontae Adams could, if you have a strong number two that is not going to allow Devontae to be double-teamed every play, then whether it's 1A and 1B, that's debatable. But Devontae is still, for all intents and purposes, a very quality wide-out wide receiver, no doubt. Now, is he top three? I don't think so. Top 10, probably. But, to put him so low on that that NFL, players list, I think was wrong. And I hope he wears it, like a badge of honor. And he ends up saying, look, I'm gonna prove everybody wrong. And it comes out and has a season that we're all hoping for. But until a guy like Lazard or until a guy like Kumerow or Equanimeous St. Brown, or even Marquez Valdes-Scantling and his speed start to blow the lid off the field, Devontae is, I'm not going to say he's going to struggle, but he's got to earn it because he's double-teamed damn near everywhere he goes on the field. So he's whatever he gets, he's going to earn. That'll show you how good of a wide receiver he is, because if he's getting open and he's doing it usually with somebody over the top in man-to-man coverage, that'll show you how good of a wide receiver he really is. And if you would have that legit number two, that also will show you then where he can shine. Because if you start to take away coverage from him just to be able to cover the rest of the field or in two wide out sets or three wide out sets, then you're going to find out how good Devontae Adams is. And that's where I think Devontae really could shine. But you got to find somebody that's really going to match up on the opposite side of him and give him some breathing space. Let's go to Mike listening to us on the South Side. Mike, welcome to the program, the Bill Michael Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill.
Boy, what's up?
That's the motorcycle weather out there, man.
Yes, it is.
It ain't hot, overcast when you need it.
Yep.
Quick Brewer comment because I wrote a lot of stuff down, but I'll get to the Lazard. Huge mistake letting Grando go. Great clubhouse guy. I think he whined to stay. Good with the pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think Ananasio took a look and said, boy, we're really good. We don't have to pay no one. And now it's fighting them in the you-know-what.
And yeah.
A question, is high school football canceled?
Not that I know of.
WIAA?
Not that I know of.
So that's the WIAA?
The WIAC Division III has canceled their season.
Okay, because I thought I heard WIAA, which
I have. You know what? I'm not saying for certain. You may be right, but as far as I can remember, I mean, put it this way: I was driving. I was out on the motorcycle last week, and I had seen driven past one of the high schools, and I saw the players out there practicing.
Well,
so,
my sister, I don't know if I should say where she works, but she works for a high school.
Okay.
And, they had to close their facilities because of the COVID, because a couple kids got it. You know, weightlifting and practice.
Right.
But
there's a couple of places that have, I appreciate it. There's a couple of high schools near me that actually shut down because they had positive tests, but that doesn't mean that they canceled the season. So Grandal did want to stay, going back to your original comment. He did want to stay, but he still ended up signing a huge contract with the White Sox. What'd he get? 4 years, $75 million, something like that. You're talking about $18.5 million a year, I guess, by the time you figure it all out, something like that. Grandal got a lot of money to go to the White Sox, and the Brewers just unfortunately were not going to touch that. So yes, he did want to stay, but the Brewers weren't going to touch that. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Do you feel that the Packers are comfortable? Do you feel comfortable with Alan Lazard being the number two? What are your thoughts? 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. This is from Mark. Mark writes in Wendy's email inbox, Lazard is a good piece. He earned Aaron Rodgers' trust. He knows where he's supposed to be. That doesn't necessarily make him a very good number two option. That's a very good statement. And I don't want to demean Alan Lazard because I want to see him continue to grow and expand. But, coming into last year, he wasn't the number two. Marquez Valdes-Scantling was. And you saw why, because he can get open. He just short-armed a few passes, and he lost the confidence of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, this is the year that Marquez Valdes-Scantling has to get the arms outstretched, has to start pulling the ball down. He's got to watch it into his hands. He's got to watch it into his palms, and then he's got to be able to make the play. If he does that more often than not, he will develop into the number two in a heartbeat because he's got the speed to blow the lid off of the defense and really aid in Devontae Adams' growth as well. But if you're looking at a guy that's sure-handed and knows the routes and knows the system, then you're probably looking at, Alan Lazard. Hey, the Bucks get beat by the Nets, and it was not a great performance, and we know the starters didn't finish the second half, and the Bucks fall in a tight one, which was 119-116, but they have lost six of their last eight, dating back to prior to COVID getting underway. They lost to Miami. That kind of set the trend. They lost to the Lakers, and then things began to kind of go in a different direction. We'll talk with Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider. He is going to join us. That is going to happen coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
If you're looking to socially distance naturally, two great places, Pine Mountain Resort and the Four Seasons Island Resort. Right now, they've got some great specials. Buy two weeknights, get one weeknight free at either resort location. Visit PineMountainResort.com. Both one-tank trips within, the confines of Wisconsin and the surrounding upper Midwest. Go to PineMountainResort.com. That's PineMountainResort.com or TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com. And get in right now on the Season of Savings offer and to get that great rate. You buy two weeknights, you get the third weeknight absolutely free. You can play golf, you can go swimming, fine dining, casual dining. There's additional water up there, which means you can fish, you can boat, you can kayak, you can raft. I mean, all that kind of stuff, hiking and biking. So many good things up there in the Northwoods. And go to PineMountainResort.com or TheFourSeasonsWI.com. Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Eric, should we be concerned that the Bucks have dropped six of their last eight dating back to pre-COVID?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I don't think so. I think you look at those last couple games that they did drop before everything kind of shut down. Phoenix and Denver, Giannis didn't play at Denver, seven of the top eight regulars didn't play. So, you know, I think there's plenty of reasons to see why the Bucks might have dropped some games. But I do think ultimately when you put it all together, it's about time where the Bucks need to start getting into shape and getting back into a good rhythm here, as the playoffs are really only about 2 weeks away, starting on August 17th. And granted, they're going to have a pretty simple series in that first one, you know, whether it is the Nets or the Magic in that first round series. But they will have to play better, and they will have to start to get some of that rhythm. I think we saw some of it against Boston and Houston in their first two games in the restart, but there was still some sloppy play. There was still guys like George Hill trying to find his sea legs. And, you know, I think yesterday in the Nets game, the priority was we're going to worry about minutes. So that means we're going to worry about Giannis and Chris and not overworking them. So they're only going to play the first half. We're going to worry about getting Eric Bledsoe on the floor. We're going to worry about getting Pat Connaughton on the floor and then getting all the other veterans some minutes and really getting everybody some minutes to make sure that we're not overworking these teams. And obviously that has been a priority for the Bucks. And many times Mike Budenholzer has told me that the plan is to peak for the playoffs, not peak, you know, as soon as they got here and as soon as they got back on the floor playing games that actually counted. But as you watch them, you can see that they're not quite there yet. So I think it's time for them to start cleaning things up and starting to get to where they need to be for the playoffs. But, you know, I thought yesterday it was pretty clear that that wasn't where they were quite yet. That wasn't what they were going to prioritize quite yet. And they still have a little ways to go.
So when you talk about the prioritize portion of this, now they need one win to give themselves the best record in the East and obviously to lock up the number one overall seed. Why do you feel that that's not, that, or at least that wasn't yesterday, the priority against the Brooklyn Nets?
Yeah, I don't think they really care about when that happens. Going into this, the Bucks were going to have eight games. The Raptors were going to have eight games. And they needed two Bucks wins or Raptors losses. Literally, to add them all up, add all 16 results, they just need two of them to be Bucks wins or Raptors losses. So they know that it's going to happen at some point, and they're going to be the one seed. So I don't think they're really overly concerned about let's lock it up and then rest. I think what we've seen is this is kind of more of a holistic approach, that it's not once we lock it up, then we'll rest. It's, all right, this is our plan for the eight games, and we don't want to deviate from that plan. So they decided to play all their guys in the seeding games in the scrimmages before the seeding games. And Bud talked about that yesterday after the game, that since we did that, we decided that if we're going to manage the workload of all of our guys in the right way, then this day game against the Nets before we start a four-game and six-day stretch, because they do have a back-to-back here Monday, Tuesday, they decided that, you know, this Nets game was the one where that they wanted to rest people. And it didn't really matter if they had it clinched or not yet, that this was the plan for the eight games, and that's how they wanted to kind of attack all of this. So I think the big thing is not really whether or not they're going to clinch for the one. They know that it's going to happen. And I mean, maybe they shouldn't know that. But I think if you run those simulations, it's probably a 2% chance that the Raptors go perfect and the Bucks only win one game during those 16 games that those two teams played. So maybe it was foolhardy and the impossible will happen, but I think ultimately the Bucks know in the end that they're going to get the one seed, and they want to make sure that they put their plan in place from the beginning.
Do you feel that this game tomorrow night is a big one, considering Miami has knocked them off twice this season?
I think it's important for them to start to figure out exactly how they're going to play against this Heat team. I've written about it here during kind of the quarantine and during the stoppage in play. When I looked at the Bucks' possible second-round matchups, I think the Heat stand out as a team that is built in many ways to beat the Bucks. I don't know that the Heat went out and said, hey, let's find the best possible team to beat the Bucks. But when you look at their offensive and defensive strategy, they've been built in that way. Defensively, they have a guy in Bam Adebayo that's super special, that is big, strong, athletic, all of the things that Giannis is, that they can put him on him, and then have a guy like Jimmy Butler, who's very good, Andre Iguodala, who's very good, Jay Crowder, who's very good and strong, all reach in and be good, strong, help defenders. So defensively, I'm not going to say they're perfectly set up to stop Giannis, because no one is, really. But as far as teams go, they have some of the strongest players and really the strongest set of players to try to put together a comprehensive defensive package to stop Giannis. And then if you look at them on the offensive end, they are the very best team in the league at shooting threes outside of the corners. And that is one thing that the Bucks surrender relentlessly. We've seen, obviously, both the Rockets and the Nets take advantage of how many threes they give up. The Rockets shot 61 the other night. The Nets shot 57 yesterday. The Bucks' defensive scheme is built to give up those shots, and the Heat are the absolute best team in the league. No one takes more. No one hits more from outside of the corners from the three-point line, the Miami Heat. So this is a team that strategically is really set up to beat this Bucks team. Now, do they have enough talent? That's the major question. But strategically, I think the Bucks have to figure out a way that they can start to feel more comfortable on the offensive and defensive end against the Heat, because in both games, they struggled in those aspects. So they're going to have to find a way to clean it up. And whether or not they win tomorrow, I do think you have to start to feel more comfortable and start to get a better understanding of exactly how you're going to attack the Heat both offensively and defensively.
Talking with Eric Name, our Milwaukee Basketball Insider. You can get a hold of him at Eric_Name, N-E-H-M, over there on Twitter, and follow his stuff there. The turnovers have become, over the last couple of games, I'm not going to say alarming, but pretty consistent. What are you seeing? Are teams defending them different? It seems to be also that they're getting them at the top of the key. They're getting turnovers via the one-on-one matchups with guard play and some of the errant passes where they seem to be anticipating what the Bucks are going to do. Now, obviously, Budenholzer's alluded to the fact they need to clean it up, but is it as simple as that, or is it something else that maybe they're either telegraphing and teams are catching on to?
I think the big thing for them has just been just some sloppy play from guys that typically aren't sloppy. You know, the other night against the Rockets, they have 8 turnovers between George Hill and Dante DiVincenzo. And those two have been so sure-handed this season and have been so confident this season that they just really didn't look like themselves. And George Hill looked, I think, a little bit better yesterday in the minutes that he played against the Nets. And I think he's probably trending in the right direction. But the big thing with Hill has been how confident he is from the three-point line, how willing he is to be aggressive and to get to the rim, and then how well he takes care of the ball. That's been a big deal for him, and he's been their insurance policy for things go wrong for Eric Bledsoe in the postseason, which they have the last two postseasons. Hill's their insurance policy, and for him to look as bad as he has in those first couple of games, I think really does give you some level of concern. And I think the Bucks believe that he's going to straighten it out and get better in the next 5 games and then be ready to go for the playoffs. But he is going to have to get right. And I just think there's been so much sloppy play from players that aren't typically sloppy. And then when you're looking at turnovers, you're looking at offensive fouls. Giannis has picked up a bunch of those in those first 2 games because he played a bunch of teams that really like to flop against him. The Celtics always flop against him. I mean, I remember writing about that back in January when they did it the first time. You saw that again in the first game. The Rockets like to do the same thing. Those offense fouls count for turnovers, and Giannis tends to pick up a lot of those when he returns from play, whether that's the start of the season or that's a more prolonged injury. Those first couple games where he comes back, he's overly aggressive, picks up a lot of those offense fouls, and that isn't helping the bottom line either. So I don't think it's necessarily teams being ready for the Bucks, knowing their tendencies or anything like that. I really do think it is just a lot of guys trying to get right after an extended break.
I also wanted to ask you about some of the younger guys, guys like Sterling Brown, who we saw yesterday. Obviously, Bledsoe is working himself back into shape. Connaughton. The depth of this team yesterday was impressive. I like the energy. It looked to me like maybe they just got heavy legs And suddenly the three started stopped falling for them later in that ball game when they needed it most. And a little bit of sloppy play. Obviously, the pass that went out to DiVincenzo, his time expired, that was one of those plays that we're talking about. But the younger guys around this team, do you feel that there's the proper amount of depth here that is going to put them to? Because I keep talking about the depth is what's going to win them a championship. I mean, the starters are going to get you there, but the depth is going to be what's going to win you a championship. Is this team deep enough to win that?
Yeah, I do think the depth is really a strong point, but we haven't got – I don't know. It's interesting because we've gotten to see it, but we haven't gotten to see it. Because Bledsoe and Connaughton are out, the Bucks have used their depth in ways that they really haven't before. We've seen a lot of big lineups. We've seen a lot of Kyle Korver. We've seen a lot of Ersan Ilyasova. We've seen both Ilyasova and Marvin Williams and DJ Wilson. And we've seen just so many of them because Bud has gotten – he's needed to get creative because they just haven't had the guards that they've needed to have. So we've gotten to see a lot of guys that we don't normally see. So in that regard, we've seen it, but you know, and then on the other side, you know, you really look at how sloppy George Hill has been. You look at Pat Connaughton didn't look great yesterday in his return, banged a couple threes off the side of the backboard in the first half, obviously a little bit better in the second half. So, I think you've seen that they do have that depth and they are a lot of guys playing, but some of that depth has been a little bit sloppy thus far. So I do think that can be a really big advantage for them. We saw George Hill and Pat Connaughton, essentially help them win that series in Boston last year where they were just huge off the bench and the whole bench mob kind of name got started. So we have seen it, but I think that they're going to have to clean it up, which is really just the story of the whole team. That depth is there. They just got to clean it up just like the starters have to clean it up.
Always great to talk with you, Eric. I appreciate it. We'll talk again next week, and we'll kind of revisit this to see if they've picked up their play, without a doubt. Okay?
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Appreciate it, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Eric Name of The Athletic joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers for 85-plus years. They have been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. If you're looking for a good team or a terrific team or a new team, go to 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program being brought to you by good friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Epoxy Flooring, Polyurea Coatings. They have it all, and they can do it in different colors, different finishes, from Green Bay to Racine, everywhere in between. If you're a homeowner, a business owner, maybe you own a big industrial type of warehouse, they can do it all, and they paint as well. Go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That is epoxyflooringdoneright.com, and get a hold of Sean and the gang over there and see if you can't beautify your own home space. Good stuff over there from our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Major League Baseball, the roster's getting a little bit smaller. We'll talk about that. Also, after the top of the hour, get back to the Brewers and the Bucks. Which concerns you more? And we'll talk more about that Brewers offense as well. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michael Show coming up after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold training camp update. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers continue with a week of meetings and COVID safety training. While the team is trying to create a bubble at Lambeau Field, the veteran players are trusted to go home at night. What about the rookies and younger players? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
So our rookies are, we put them up in a local hotel around here, and that's where they're staying through the duration of training camp.
The Packers' Devontae Adams spoke to reporters and was asked if he ever considered opting out because of the pandemic.
I have no plans of opting out at this point. I love the game. I love my teammates, and, you know, I've put a lot into this.
The deadline to decide is tomorrow afternoon, and Adams says he plans to be active regarding race issues.
People are still having situations where they're having knees put on the back of their necks, and we need actual changes. So, you know, it's tough being in a place like Green Bay where it's not necessarily perceived as the right thing to do. It's just the right thing in general.
For Packers training camp, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, next Thursday, we are going to be compliments of our friends at Quick Trip and Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery. We're going to be at Loopy's High Shore Supper Club. in Chippewa Falls, the Chippewa Valley. Here we come next Thursday. Hope to see you out there. There are still some tickets that are available, although it is selling quickly. So if you haven't gotten them already, you really – I said this last week for the golf outing, and people said, well, I'll get them – and it sold out. And I had people coming to me on Monday this past week saying, hey, can I get tickets? I'm like, everything I had, including my tickets, were gone. So these sell out. So if you get a chance, go there now. Go to tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. That's tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. And get your old tickets because we're going to sell this one out. And then there's one that's coming up at Shenanigans over in La Crosse. That's going to be in September. And then late September, we're going to be back at the bar in Wausau, really in Rothschild. And looking forward to that one as well. And those have been traditionally really big supportive events and supportive crowds, and my assumption is that both of those places are going to sell out quicker than most. So if you do not have tickets yet, I encourage you, go to tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. That's tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com, and get your tickets. We're going to have a lot of fun. Always tell some really great stories, too. And then I'll learn a few things. Hopefully you learn some things, and I learn some things, and we're all good to go. Just excited about it. Couple of things before we get past the top of the hour. By the way, coming up in the next hour, we're going to hear from Craig Counsell. We're going to talk about this Brewers offense. Major League Baseball shortening the rosters down to 28 players now. And Craig Counsell not in favor of shrinking that any further than that, not advocating for that, but that's where Major League Baseball is going to take these. Now that people are starting to settle in, it's where they're going to take these rosters. So they'll make a couple of roster moves. But that being said, you know, now that the season's kind of underway, they seem to have gotten a hand on how to handle this, the COVID stuff. You've got the Cardinals who finally got a chance to get out of Milwaukee after they got enough of the negative test to get them out of Milwaukee and to head back to St. Louis. Now they're going to figure out a way to make up some of those games, but they're going to start shrinking down those rosters. So is it time, as we listen to Craig Counsell coming up next, is it time to be worried about your Milwaukee Brewers? And in addition to that, we'll just lump in the Milwaukee Bucks, who have struggled a little bit here, losing a couple of games coming out of the COVID. We'll get into that discussion as well. Stay tuned. We got another hour of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.